It wasn't Sally Mae with a plate of scraps. It was little Alfred, her son. He had come out of the house and had started playing in the yard. He took down the piece of plywood that covered the crawl space under the house, don't you see, and appeared to be playing Explore the Cavern. I had played that game with him on several occasions. It was a good game, but we had gotten into trouble over it. Why? Because Alfred's dad didn't want the crawl space open and exposed. It attracted skunks, see? And a skunk under the house is no fun. A skunk under the house is real bad. Well, right away I saw two things I didn't like about the situation. The first was that Alfred had opened up the crawl space, and the second was that he didn't have any scraps. I should have known. This was the wrong time of day for scrap time. Scraps, you see, are composed of what's left after a meal at the house. At the present moment, we were in that time interval between lunch and supper. Hence, no scraps. Hence, the slamming of the screen door had been a false alarm. That was disappointing. I mean, when a guy gets his taste buds all tuned up for some roast beef trimmings and fatty ends of bacon, it's hard to go back to life's dull and monotonous rhythms. Life without scraps is bearable, but also pretty boring. Well, Drover, it appears that we answered a false alarm.
Oh, drat. I sure was looking forward to some scraps.
Yes, this could very well be a scrapless night for us, but at least we beat the cat to the false alarm. On a scrapless night, when life loses all meaning, I guess that means something.
It means I'm starving.
It means you complain too much, Drover. Be happy with what you have and don't worry about what you don't have. That's a simple formula for a good and happy life.
But how can life be happy without scraps?
I aimed a steely gaze at the runt. Will you dry up? You're starting to make me unhappy. Until you started whining and complaining, I was a happy dog. I was content with my life. I was counting my blessings.
How many did you have?
Hundreds, thousands. I had thousands of blessings, Drover, but you've ruined them all simply by pointing out that no dog can be happy without scraps. And now I'm just as miserable as you are, and I hope that makes you happy.
Well, that's not what I had in mind.
Good, great. You're getting just what you deserve, and we'll just sit here and be miserable together. Boy, were we miserable. We were probably the two unhappiest, miserablest dogs in the whole entire world, facing the long, cold winter night without a single scrap, or even the hope of a single scrap. Fellers, things were looking pretty bleak. At that moment, little Alfred saw us and came over to the yard gate. He had gotten tired of Explore the Cavern, it appeared, and was looking for another form of amusement. He looked at us through the wire gate.
What's the matter, Hanky? You look sad.
Sad? Hey, sad didn't even come close to what I was feeling. On the other hand, I wagged the last 3 inches of my tail. On the other hand, there was nothing wrong with me that a nice, juicy steak bone wouldn't have fixed. Or a strip of steak fat, say 3-4 inches long. Or some roast beef trimmings. Or shucks, even a piece of bologna. I mean, we weren't talking about truckloads of food. Just a little token reward to get me through the long winter night. Anyways, I wagged my tail and hoped that the boy would get the message. Hanky needs scraps. Hanky will look very happy when scraps arrive. I guess he didn't get the message because he said,
"Well, you want to go fishing with me?"
Fishing? I ran my gaze across the backyard, searching for a body of water that might be large enough to support a fishing expedition. Just as I had suspected, there was no body of water. In other words, no. I didn't want to go fishing. First, because fishing in a yard without water was impossible, and second, because I was too busy being miserable and unhappy. Nix on the fishing.
Well, I think I'll play fishing.
Oh, so that was it. He was gonna play fishing. Nope, I still wasn't interested. I'd gone fishing with Slim on several occasions, and that had been pretty boring, to tell you the truth. I mean, you sit on the bank and watch a cork for hours and hours. Is that fun? Ha, no thanks. And besides, I didn't dare enter Sally Mae's precious yard. You know how she is about dogs and her precious yard. She would never understand the business about fishing. Never.
Well, I'm going to find me a piece of string and some bait, and then I'm going to catch me a big old fish.
He dashed into the house. Fine, he could catch all the big old fish he wanted, and he could do it without my help because I had exactly zero interest in fishing. I turned to Drover. Well, are you still unhappy?
Yeah. Life's pretty awful sometimes. How about you?
Same here. It all seems so pointless without Scraps. Little Alfred came bursting out the back door. In one hand, he held a piece of string, maybe 5 feet long. In the other, he held a piece of something. Bait, I suppose, but I really didn't pay much attention because I really didn't care. Fish bait might be interesting to a fish, but it holds no fascination for a dog. The boy sat down in front of the gate and began tying the alleged bait to one end of the... Suddenly my ears shot up. My nose shot up. My eyebrows shot up. Unless I was badly mistaken, my nose, which is a very sensitive instrument, had just picked up the smell of... I leaned forward and studied the bait in Alfred's hand. Bacon? A strip of raw bacon? Have we ever discussed fishing? I love to fish, always have, even when there's no pond and no fish. I mean, who cares if you catch a fish? That's not important. What's most important and meaningful about fishing is that it gives you a chance to be with the kids. Watch them grow up. Meeting a challenge. Having some good, clean, wholesome fun. Fishing is a great thing to do with the kids, and maybe I haven't mentioned this before, but sharing the precious moments with these kids is a very important part of my job as... That was bacon, all right. Important part of my job as head of... These kids grow up so fast. Before you know it, they're grown up and gone, and you look back and wonder why you never took the time to... The smell of that fresh bacon was about to drive me bazooka. Why you never took the time to share those precious, simple moments. And by George, I needed to take that boy fishing. I whined and whapped my tail, moved my front paws up and down, and even took the drastic action of jumping up on the yard gate. Something I rarely do for obvious reasons. Sally Mae doesn't approve. But I did it anyway because, hey, she'd understand. She'd be proud of me for wanting to go fishing with her little Alfred, the only son she had in the whole world, and guarding him against, well, you never know what kinds of hazards and dangers an innocent child might encounter on a fishing trip. Alligators, crocodiles, huge snakes, child-eating catfish, Loch Ness monsters. Fishing is very, very dangerous for children, and he needed me there to supervise, and finally he got the message and opened the gate and let me in. I went straight to the hand that held the, well, the bait, I guess you might say. He pushed me away.
No, Hanky, get away. You can't eat my bait.
Eat it? I guess he'd gotten the wrong idea. He thought I wanted to eat his bait. Can you imagine that? Oh, boy, these kids get the craziest. No, nothing could have been farther from the... Why, the thought never entered my... See, The thing is, the boy had this so-called bait clutched in his hand, and any careful parent or guardian will tell you, hey, I needed to check it out, that's all. It might have been some dangerous substance. Poison, toxic waste, flammable material. I had to know. Suddenly, the back door flew open, and out came Sally Mae.
Alfred, where is my electric mixer? Have you been playing with my mixer again? Because if you have, I'm going to...
Let me pause here to say that there is something about Sally Mae that strikes fear in the hearts of dogs and little boys. Even if we haven't done anything naughty, her appearance on the scene makes us all squirm with guilt. And when we find ourselves in her yard, where dogs are not allowed, it makes us squirm even more. When Drover caught sight of her, he dropped his head and started slinking away. Alfred dropped the string, clasped his hands behind his back, and started whistling. Me? Well, I... I ran a quick test on the possibly toxic bait, shall we say, and holy smokes, that was some wonderful bacon, and it brought new meaning and purpose into my life. Sally Mae placed her hands on her hips and glared down at us. I hoped she would be proud of me for taking such good care of her boy, her only son in the whole world. And just to be sure that she understood the importance of my mission, I gave her my most innocent smile.
Huh?
I'll be darned. It appeared that I had a piece of string running right through the middle of my smile.